finalist Drew Maddox, four-year starter at Vanderbilt, first team All-SEC, 17 points, 4 assists his senior year. That sound about right, Drew?
17.4 assists, B? I don't think I passed it that many times.
No, 17 points and 4 assists. Not
oh, okay. I thought you said that. I was like, there's no way I passed it that many times. I was shooting it way too much. That sounds about right.
When you run games at CPA before the day, are you passing it at all, or is it just a black hole for you?
It's a black hole. It's how many 3-point shots can I get up as soon as I cross the half court line? So, I tell you, we got some guys that play out there that are really, really good, but nobody sets as good of a screen as Jay Cutler. He is an amazing screener, and I love running screen and roll with him.
So can Jay shoot it?
Jay can shoot it. You know, he's from Santa Claus, Indiana.
Yeah.
And has basketball in his blood, obviously known towards his career in the football field. But Jay is an outstanding basketball player. Yes, has a great feel for the game, solid shooting touch, finishes with strength through contact, can defend multiple spots. He is really, really a nice player.
I also need to introduce you by saying best-selling author Drew Maddox. Drew Maddox and Virgil Herring with the book Elevated. You can get on Amazon. And that book is doing exceptionally well. Congratulations.
I appreciate that. I have been overwhelmed not knowing if anybody would even buy it or care, Brent. It's just been so cool to receive so many messages from literally around the world, military people that have ordered it, people overseas that have ordered it. Just really incredible. And so just want to thank our audience. And you guys have been great friends and supporters of that as well.
Let's talk about Vanderbilt real quick. They drop another one, another single-digit loss. They fight, Drew, till the end, but they just can't get over the hump. One win this year in conference play, one in the last 35 against SEC opponents. Do you see a brighter day ahead?
I tell you, it really is amazing how this staff, and give credit to Jerry Stackhouse, how in the midst of what has been some dark, dark days, injuries, losses, games that like losing at the buzzer this past weekend.
Yeah.
They continue to get those young men to play extremely hard. A couple of factors against them, Brent, obviously depth, and a lot of it has to do with the injury factor. But two, they just really struggle scoring the ball from the perimeter. And you saw it again last night against Missouri. Not that Missouri was shooting it that great as well, but Vanderbilt was 4-for-21 from 3-for-19%. And the other factor in all of this is, you know, their inability to go to the free throw line and convert last night, 55% from the free throw line, 35% overall field goal percentage.
Yeah.
In the SEC, you've got to be able to score the ball more efficiently, particularly at home. And they just cannot do that. Only 4 points off the bench as well. So that kind of speaks to the depth issue that they're having.
Tennessee struggling also. They lose at Arkansas. They're 3-7 in their last 10. It's interesting because their starting point guard wasn't in school when the season started, but they've had all kinds of issues. Obviously they lose three guys to the NBA. They've got the number 4 class coming in next season and probably some development with some guys this year. What do you see from Rick Barnes and that crew?
Well, I think you had to expect that this year was going to be a little bit of a turnover year just based on the success they had last year. You lose 3 players to the NBA. I mean, that's just really incredible. And then, obviously, Lamonte Turner getting hurt.
Yeah.
You don't expect that as well. And so this is a young roster, to turn in terms of experience. But I do think brighter days are ahead. I love Rick Barnes. Clearly, I'm a huge Rick Barnes fan. What he does culturally, he has a great recruiting class. Obviously, we know about Keon Johnson here locally and what he's going to present. But Jaden Springer, coming from the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, is a McDonald's All-American. They have reinforcements coming. And with these young pieces that they have on this team, I think there's going to be brighter days ahead for this University of Tennessee team.
I know at least a little flash of bright is Jordan Bowden, who seems to slowly be coming out of his slump.
Yeah, he made 4 3-point shots last night, Dawn. I think that put him in the top 10 all-time career. And he's just a couple away from Admiral Schofield. So, anytime you see those kind of guys that have had a great career, you want to see them in their career the right way. And so, yeah, it's good to see him coming out of that shooting slump. He's obviously asked to play a lot of minutes. He's having to shoot a lot of baskets. He's having to lead him in scoring. I think he's led him in scoring the last 4 games. So he's asked to do so much But certainly glad to see him starting to have some success. They just couldn't get off to a good start last night. Got down 16-3 to start that game. And Mason Jones, you can't give up 37 points to anybody in the SEC and expect to win.
We've got conference tournament starting up. OVC is going to be fun this year, Drew. We talked to Casey Alexander the other day. Belmont has worked its way back into a first-place tie with Murray State and Austin Peay. Three really good teams.
Really good teams. I can't wait for that tournament. Not really having a feel for who's going to go on to win that. It's been so much parity, each of them winning on their home court.
Yeah.
I do look forward to this. I think right now in all the bracketology reports, Belmont's kind of predicted in that slot of the OVC. But as we know, it's going to be wide open. It's going to be a fun tournament, and it's going to kick off March Madness the right way.
Drew Maddox, our guest every Monday and Thursday at Drew Maddox on Twitter. Drew, NCAA tournament down the road. We're getting close. What about the number one seeds? It's interesting. We talked about this earlier, but over the weekend, last weekend, three of the top four teams in the country all lost. It almost seems like nobody wants to be number one.
Yeah. And we you know, when I started back on your show a couple of weeks ago, we had said that this year, college basketball, it's going to be truly a crazy year, and the madness is going to just be one at an all-time high. And so I'm with you. I think some of those teams were, I hate to say this, but kind of thankful to go ahead and take that loss because they had so much success. And so now it kind of refocuses, it reframes. Those coaches have a teaching point. But, you know, I didn't see the one line really move because all the one seeds lost. I do think Kansas could disrupt my theory that I came on with my bold prediction on week one that they would be the only real blue blood that I could see jumping up and cutting down the nets. They're really good. I mean, they really have, you know, inside-outside punch. They're one of the top defensive teams in the country. But other than them, I think it's still going to be a non-traditional power that's going to jump up and win the national championship.
Is there a bracket buster team of the week that you like?
Yeah, I tell you, and it's right here in our state. Brandon, Steve Forbes and what he's doing at ETSU. If you're looking for a team when we get to bracket time, ETSU, if they get into the tournament, 26 wins already, six guys that average at least 9 points or above. This is a team that is upper. They have an experienced roster, a lot of juniors and seniors. Steve Forbes learned from the best and Bruce Pearl on how to win close games. And I look forward to ETSU making some noise this March.
Good stuff, Drew. Always appreciate the visits, and we'll talk with you next week.
Okay, guys. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Drew Maddox on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Lance Drury Law. In trouble with the IRS? You need an experienced tax attorney fighting for you. Visit LanceDruryLaw.com.
All right, we haven't really mentioned Tom Brady yet, and there...